Sacrifice by Rodney Taylor Sr. Every minute aspect of the match of the century between Bobby Fischer versus Boris Spassky has been put under chess psychological and socio-political microscopes. There is not much new or original that may be said about this match. It simply was an event that gripped the entire world. This quote is from Larry Evans, chess master. Last year, I had the opportunity to see the movie Pawn Sacrifice. It is loosely based on the life of Bobby Fischer, but focuses mainly on his 1972 match against Boris Spassky for the World Chess Championship title. Due in large part to Fischer, what was once simply a hobby people indulged became an international phenomenon that captivated the world. An eccentric genius, Fischer was a chess rock star, a monumental figure, the type of person who comes along once in a lifetime and has a profound effect on the world. Of record, no one before or after him has impacted the sport of chess the way he did. His very name is practically synonymous with chess. Even prior to the release of Pawn Sacrifice, he was the most popular chess player in the history of the game. Recall the book and movie, Searching for Bobby Fischer, which, though was not about him per se, it illustrated how fascinated people were by him. Before this, the computer age, he was considered a genius of the game. Furthermore, he loved chess so much that he is quoted to have said, "All I ever want to do is play chess." To fulfill this passion, he sacrificed so much else in life, and as a result of that, is revered as a chess legend, perhaps even the greatest player to ever live. There is a saying that goes, "When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful." It is this type of iron-willed determination that propels people to greatness, motivates them to achieve the seemingly impossible. While being condemned to die for 18 years, I have both witnessed and experienced the ebb and flow of the desire to live. It is an everyday struggle to not succumb to the gloom and despair of an American death house, when your friends are being executed and also just simply dying all around you, it is impossible not to be affected. It is difficult to be optimistic and not question the point of continuing to live in such a state. Yet we persist. Mourning our fellow comrades, we immortalize them in word and deed. They are not forgotten, whether it be with hopes of receiving relief through the court system, or merely by accepting life for what it is and just living, making the best of the situation. Regardless of the circumstances of our incarceration, we endure the sacrifice of our fate of simple existence. We suffer the loss of our freedom, all while refusing to resign. Now, a pawn sacrifice is the sacrificing of a pawn to achieve a positional advantage. Well, about 3 years ago, we were honored with our first visit from Eugene Brown, the man who inspired the movie Life of a King, in which he is portrayed by actor Cuba Gooding Jr. During this visit and the others that have followed, he has shared with us accounts of his experiences and overall objective in life. After decades of living the life of a criminal and abusing drugs, he has habilitated himself and become a productive part of society. He is also the founder and CEO of the Big Chair Chess Club, has written a book, From Pawns to Kings, and is a community activist mentoring youth through the game of chess. He has spoken in jails, prisons, and schools around the country as well. An undeniable inspiration, he is a truly dedicated agent of social and penal reform. For him, chess is not just a game. It is a way of life. It is a vehicle he uses and advises others to use to navigate through life successfully. Now, what, one may ask, does this have to do with men who have been sentenced to die? Well, Mr. Brown has realized that amongst us is a light of hope that has not been extinguished and is a source of inspiration for those in need of it. A witness to our humanity, he has sacrificed his time and efforts to provide us with an opportunity to reaffirm it to the world through the game of chess. Appointed the National Ambassador for Chess in Prisons, it is his desire to establish our death row unit as the headquarters for a national prison chess association. Through this association, prisoners will compete against one another and also civilians. Also, the games played will be published along with essays paralleling life to chess as a contribution to the movement of social and penal reform. Times are definitely changing. Chess is resurging in popularity, especially among the youth. Schools and community programs have incorporated chess into their curriculums as a tool to better prepare our young people to live productive lives. It is also an effective bridge between race, gender, and cultural differences. Students at an elementary school here in Raleigh, North Carolina, played students in Nigeria via the internet. Also, the youngest U.S. female chess master is a 12-year-old girl named Carissa Yip. Just look around you. Chess is everywhere, from movies to Washington Square Park to small coffee shops in Bangkok. Then there is the fact that thousands of games are played online daily. All of this is a testament to the popularity of chess. For us on North Carolina's death row, chess is a productive pastime. More, it is not just a game. It is a means for us to mitigate our humanity.